How's this for a pitch? Make extra money by renting out your good credit history to an iffy borrower. That's what some Americans have been doing for a good profit. A cottage industry of credit-for-rent companies has sprung up. They're matching would-be borrowers with people who have good credit to spare. Federal regulators say they're investigating, but they haven't banned the practice. And now the private market is starting to, as they say, correct itself. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Brian Kenny spent 20 years in the Army. Now he sells insurance in California. But he also has another source of income. He rents out his good credit history on two old Citibank credit cards. He says he's making about $2,500 a month doing it. He's used a company called Instant Credit Builders to broker his credit history to people with bad credit. They pay hundreds of dollars or more to piggyback on his good record. Every time it happens,
I get $100 for the newer card, $150 for the old card from 1985.
It works this way. Kenny lists the people with bad credit as authorized users on those two Citibank cards. When they become authorized users, Kenny's good credit record becomes a part of their own credit score when they apply for a loan. It's as though Kenny's good credit behavior becomes theirs. So they might get a loan they otherwise wouldn't qualify for, or a lower interest rate. Kenny gets the names and social security numbers of those would-be borrowers from Instant Credit Builders. When he does, he calls Citibank and tells them to change the names of the authorized users that he's allowed on each card.
If they have my oldest card, for example, the 1985 card, which shows up on their credit report is XXX and the last four digits of the credit card. So it's partial information, not enough so that they can go out and get a card and do some shopping.
We asked Citibank why they allow Kenny to cycle authorized users on and off his cards. They wouldn't talk to us on tape, but they sent us a written statement saying Citibank doesn't condone this type of customer activity and is engaged with multiple partners to discuss specific remedies. But wait a minute, isn't this fraud?
It's not fraud. It's a loophole in the system.
Craig Ficardi is a credit scoring expert with the Tower Group. He says authorized users used to be mostly family members added to a credit account. But in the past year or so, companies like Instant Credit Builders have popped up. The companies figured out those authorized user slots are valuable to people with bad credit. Instant Credit Builders declined to talk to NPR on tape. Brian Loving, an employee there, said the business is legal and it's just trying to help out borrowers who need a break. Jenny Ferguson, though, says she's not buying it. Ferguson is with the National Association of Mortgage Brokers, and she calls credit for rent outright fraud, even if no one else says so. This matters to her because mortgage brokers sign a contract with lenders.
If we are found to have helped a consumer commit fraud, we have to buy that loan back. So we're not just in this to shuffle a bunch of bad paper off to the people that we are the frontline originators for.
So lately, the credit world has been clamoring for change. In September, the company that created the FICO credit score will stop considering authorized user accounts as a factor in its credit scoring. Officials with Fair Isaac, that's the company, say they hope that will put a cork in the bottle of credit for rent. Libby Lewis, NPR News,